top of the morning to you, neighbor. It's time again for Moments of Melody. I heard one time of a man who was shipwrecked. He swam with great difficulty to a small deserted island, and he gathered together the few supplies which were washed ashore. He built a little hut and stored his supplies in it. Days went by with no sign of rescue, and suddenly, to his dismay, he saw smoke in the direction of his hut. Running, he arrived too late to save a single thing. There was nothing but smoldering ashes left, apparently no hope of survival now. He fell on his knees and wept bitterly. But across the horizon steamed a ship, saw the smoke, sailed closer, lowered a boat, and soon the man was on his way home. "I saw the smoke of your fire," the captain said, "and we came to pick you up." The story reminded me of the verses today. Paul was in prison. He probably was discouraged at times because it looked like he would never get out. And yet from that prison he wrote this letter, which has been used of the Lord to help folks down through the years.
Do you bear a weight of sin, and you have no peace within, and it seems like your life is but a loss? You can find a sweet relief and a joy for every grief if you leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave it at the cross.
And go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave it at the cross of Calvary. Jesus is waiting now to welcome you there. He wants to save you and to take all your care.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave it at the cross
and go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Oh, sin, go free. Why then longer walk along, burdened down with sin and wrong, when at Calvary you can be fully free,
fully free.
There is still an open door, do not linger anymore, you can know a life of joy and victory.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross,
at the cross,
and go free,
and go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Well, I said, leave your heavy burden at the cross,
at the cross, at the cross of Calvary. Jesus is waiting now to welcome you there. He wants to save you and to take all your care.
Leave your heavy burden at the cross.
Leave it at the cross.
And go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Oh, sin, go free.
Now we're going to pause and read from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians. Yes, I shall be... go on being very happy, for I know that what is happening will be for the good of my soul, thanks to your prayers and the resources of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. It all accords with my own earnest wishes and hopes, which are that I shall never be in any way ashamed, but that now as always I shall honor Christ with the utmost boldness by the way I live, whether that means I am to face death or to go on living. For living to me means simply Christ, and if I die, I should merely gain more of Him. I realize, of course, that the work which I have started may make it necessary for me to go on living in this world. I should find it very hard to make a choice. I am torn in two directions. On the one hand, I long to leave this world and live with Christ. That is obviously the best thing for me. Yet on the other hand, it is probably more necessary for you that I should stay here on earth. Here's a man who was ready to move either direction. He was ready for heaven. He had made the necessary preparations. And he was sure he was going there. How about you? You made the necessary preparations for heaven.